GAT Expo boosts gaming industry in Latin America with unprecedented success. The GAT Expo proved to be an unprecedented success, with the event attracting a large audience from all over the world. The exhibition has undoubtedly boosted the gaming industry in Latin America. Today being the closing day of the exhibition in Cartagena, which again opens to the public at 2 p.m. and closes at 8 p.m. The gaming industry has become a vital component of the global economy, and its significance is continuously growing with each passing year. Recently, the 24th version of the Gaming and Technology Expo, GAT Expo, was held in Cartagena de Indias, Colombia. The event was organized by 3A Producciones, and it proved to be a huge success. The GAT Expo showcased a range of casino equipment, online and virtual gaming platforms, online poker, payment gateways, intelligent control systems, and other novelties of high value for the gaming industry. The exhibition was attended by executives and exhibiting companies from all over the world, and they remained in the halls, common areas, and stands until 9 p.m. The registration of visitors on the first day of the GAT Expo was overwhelming, with commercial representatives from 41 countries in attendance. In addition, operators and directors of various associations, including Asowegos, Cornazar, Fecalwegos, and Fidelco, had traveled to La Heroica to participate actively in the various components of the fair. The GAT Expo has extended its program throughout the whole week with a scheme that has been very well received by the participants. The presence of countries like Germany, Argentina, Australia, China, Costa Rica, Russia, and more, further ratifies the confidence in Colombia and the potential of gaming in Latin America. The CEO of Gaming and Technology Expo, José Aníbal Aguirre, expressed his satisfaction, highlighting the positive attitude of the government and operators who, with a common objective in search of consensus, have participated in each and every one of the components of the fair this year. He also acknowledged the response from the public, expressing his gratitude for their attendance and the strengthened presence of the fair, its protagonists, and its commercial impact on the gaming industry in Latin America through social networks and new digital channels.